It sounded smart to roll the Steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your Steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows Steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your Steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at the danger of innovation optimism.
Ooh.
This is an article published on February 10th, 2025.
Okay.
By Jim Thompson.
Right.
And it tells a really fascinating story about how innovation, when taken to maybe an extreme, can actually backfire.
Yeah, I think we've all been there.
And I think this is going to be really relatable for a lot of our listeners who are, you know, always trying to find new and better ways to do things.
Right.
And I think what's really interesting about this story is that it's not just a theoretical concept, right?
Right.
He's talking about a real-world experience he had in the paper industry.
Yes.
Where they were trying to...
So he was working in a paper mill.
Yeah. And they had limited resources, right?
Yeah. They were facing some pretty tight constraints in, you know, in the paper industry.
So it wasn't like they could just go out and buy the latest and greatest equipment.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, there wasn't a lot of capital just lying around.
So they had to get creative and come up with some innovative solutions.
Yeah.
And one of the solutions.
And I think that's where this whole thing starts to go a little sideways.
Right? Yeah. He called it the Underground Railroad.
The Underground Railroad.
And I love that name because it just, it kind of hints at this.
It sets you up for this, like, grand, almost like a journey, right?
Yeah.
This grand vision.
That sounds so cool.
But as we often find with these things, the reality can be a little bit messier.
A little bit different.
So tell me a little bit about what this Underground Railroad was supposed to do.
Well, essentially, it was a system for moving these massive paper reels.
Okay, so we're talking huge.
Yeah, huge.
Okay, so what was the sheeter he was working with? Was it like a single rotary sheeter?
It was actually pretty old Jagenburg.
Oh, a Jagenburg?
Yeah.
Okay, so those are known for precision, but not really speed, right?
And that's what was creating this bottleneck in their production process.
Yeah, see.
They had these other sheeters that were faster.
Okay.
But they weren't as precise.
Gotcha.
So Thompson's idea was to create this system that would move the reels between the machines.
Okay.
So that they could use the Jagenburg for the most critical sheeting operations.
So in theory, he's like maximizing the use of his best machine.
Oh, exactly.
Okay, so what went wrong?
Well, the devil's in the details, right?
Yeah,
what just seems like a simple idea on paper.
I've heard that one before.
Yeah. Quickly became very complicated.
So what kinds of problems popped up?
For one thing, moving these giant reels around was a logistical nightmare.
Space constraints.
Yeah. They had to navigate all sorts of obstacles.
Okay.
And there were these unforeseen costs.
Oh, like what?
Like they had to relocate a motor control center, which was a huge undertaking.
So it's like those hidden costs that you just don't anticipate.
It's like that classic iceberg analogy.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah.
You see the tip of the iceberg, which is this brilliant idea.
Right.
But underneath the surface.
Oh, the stuff you don't see.
There are all these hidden complexities and costs.
Exactly. And I think that's really the heart of this innovation optimism trap.
Yeah.
Right? We get so excited about the potential.
The potential.
Yeah, that we kind of gloss over the nitty-gritty.
And we convince ourselves that it's going to be easier than it actually is.
Right, and we become attached to our ideas.
Yeah, and then we don't want to hear anything negative.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, no, this is going to work. This is brilliant.
Yeah.
And then we end up throwing good money after bad.
Sunk cost fallacy.
Yeah.
So how do we avoid this?
Well, I think it starts with asking the right questions.
Okay.
Right from the get-go.
Like what?
Instead of just focusing on what the innovation is, we need to really dig into the why.
Right.
Why are we doing this? What problem are we actually trying to solve here?
And how are we going to measure success?
Exactly. How will we know if this is actually working?
So it's not enough to just have a cool idea.
Right.
We need to be able to back it up.
Yeah, we need to be brutally honest with ourselves about the potential downsides.
They'd be willing to change course.
Absolutely. Sometimes the most innovative thing you can do is to abandon an idea.
To let go.
That's not working.
Yeah. And I think that's what happened in the end.
What was happening?
With Thompson's Underground Railroad.
Yeah.
A new mill manager came in.
Okay.
And he took a step back and said,
okay,
you know what? This is too complicated.
He saw the forest for the trees.
We need to simplify things.
Yeah.
And he actually ended up scrapping the whole Underground Railroad project.
Wow. So he just got rid of it.
Yeah. He focused on streamlining their existing processes.
So back to basics.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And they ended up achieving better results.
No kidding.
With less complexity and less cost.
That's a powerful lesson.
It is.
Sometimes the best solution is the simplest one.
Yeah. It's not always about reinventing the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
It's about making the wheel you have work better.
So to sum it all up for our listeners,
yeah.
Innovation is obviously crucial.
Of course.
But we need to be aware of the dangers
mm-hmm.
of what Thompson calls innovation optimism.
Right.
That blind faith that our ideas are going to work.
It's like rose-colored glasses for innovation.
We need to temper our enthusiasm with critical thinking, thorough planning,
yeah.
and a willingness to adapt.
So for everyone listening out there,
yeah.
think about your own work.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any underground railroads lurking in your projects?
Are there any ideas you're holding on to mm-hmm. just because you're so convinced they're brilliant?
That's the question to ask yourself.
That's something to think about.
Yeah, food for thought.
All right, thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 13th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2025, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.